All right. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Push Podcast.
Welcome.
I'm Megan. I'm an OBGYN, minimally invasive surgeon, and a researcher, as well as a new mom.
Yeah. And I'm Sydney. I'm a labor and delivery nurse and online content creator in the birth education world. You can find me at nurse_Sydney on pretty much all platforms.
I'm not used to going first. I was looking at you, what's next?
Yeah, I was like, I told her at the start of this, I was like, why don't you introduce? Because I feel like I usually start for some reason, but.
It's funny. I feel like we've just begun this and yet we've like already fallen into a pattern.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You did a great job.
Well, speaking of a pattern, we always kind of want to cozy up when we're filming these episodes.
Always. I always want to like cross my legs and I've been trying not to, but today it's happening.
We've been trying to be like very professional, very upright.
Yes.
But today we're feeling cozy.
We've already filmed two episodes today, actually. Mm. So this is going to be our last little one. And we want to be cozy.
Well, this is a little fireside chat mini episode.
Yes.
And what are we talking about today, Sydney?
Stretch and sweeps. Which you may or may not have heard of. If you've mm-hmm. had a baby before, you've probably heard of it or experienced it yourself. It's pretty mm-hmm. common procedure, very minimally invasive procedure, I guess, that's done. So yeah, we're going to talk about what exactly is a stretch and sweep, when is it offered, who it's mm-hmm. right for, who it's not right for, and does it actually work? So what is the evidence on stretch and sweeps? Is it something that is done for everyone, should be done for everyone, all that kind of stuff? What does it feel like? What are the risks, side effects, mm-hmm. and who might benefit from it, as well as some questions that you can ask your provider?
All good questions. So really briefly, a stretch and sweep is a procedure that is done late in pregnancy to try and encourage labor to start naturally. Yeah. So it is not a method of induction. Mm-mm. It just is a little nudge to your body to start to try to get things rolling.
Yeah.
What usually happens practically with a stretch and sweep is that your provider does a vaginal exam. So what that means is they take two fingers to reach into the vagina towards the cervix.
Yeah.
They then use one finger to gently separate the amniotic sac membranes from the cervix and from the lower segment of the uterus. Sometimes then we apply a little bit of traction as well on the cervix just to apply a bit of stretch to the anterior part of it.
Yeah.
What happens with this is that it triggers your body to release prostaglandins, which are a chemical that's really important to the softening of the cervix.
Yeah.
So your cervix through most of your pregnancy is long and firm and closed. It's like if you balled up your fist like this, this is what your cervix looks like.
And we want it to be like that at the beginning, or at least majority of your pregnancy.
Absolutely. That's what it's designed to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But towards the end of your pregnancy, we want the collagen within your cervix, which is kind of the major compound within it, to start to soften the links between one another.
Yeah.
Loosen it up. In the pregnancy, the collagen crosslinks within the cervix look like scaffolding. They're very mm-hmm. strong. They're very robust.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, as labor is approaching, we want those crosslinks to break down. So they kind of go from scaffolding to spaghetti.
Yes.
When your cervix is soft like that, it is then able to respond to hormones to start to open up, so or dilate to start mm-hmm. to soften and mm-hmm. to start to thin out or efface. Mm-hmm. So that is practically what it is. Now, usually it's offered towards the end of pregnancy, so between about 38 to 41 weeks, although the timing really depends on individual circumstances.
Yep.
And it's often used as kind of a gentler step to get things moving. Now, gentle is a little bit of a like, I feel like I can hear people in the background being like,
that wasn't gentle. Yeah. Yep. I've seen some videos on TikTok of someone reenacting the stretch and sweep, and they're just making fun of it. But I mean, I'm sure it feels similarly, but they're like, okay, lie down for your stretch and sweep. And then the OB goes like this and then just goes all the way through and basically like into their esophagus is how it feels like. But
so I hear people say that too. It's like, were you reaching up to my throat?
Yeah.
Like it feels so intense.
Yeah.
But I think the important thing to keep in mind too, or the like something that is like, I think adds a little bit of helpful context to that is when we're actually measuring the cervix, right? We have to measure it at the internal part of the cervix, not the external.
Yeah.
So the cervix is like a long tube, right? Yeah. And when we're checking the cervix, especially when it's not laboring, right? Mm-hmm. When it has some length to it, mm-hmm. we're feeling all along the inside to the tube to the very inner aspect of it, yeah. right? Where the cervix meets uterus.
Yeah.
And that is the dilatation.
Yeah.
That is how open your cervix is or not.
And it can be very, very posterior.
It can be very posterior.
Again, it should be if you're not laboring and, you know, most of your pregnancy, it should be really far back, but to reach and grab the cervix when it's super far back and potentially super thick and long, that can be very uncomfortable.
Oh, it can be super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I think we don't explain enough often, like, that we're not just like touching the outside to feel how dilated you are. And it's not just a sweep of the outside where, you know, the cervix meets vagina.
Yeah.
It is, we have to reach all the way up into the inner aspect of the cervix.
And unfortunately, that's just, if we want it to work, that's what we got to do.
Oh, yeah. That's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Does it actually work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is some pretty good evidence that it does, although it is not terribly effective. And I think that's kind of the crux with it.
Yeah.
So membrane sweeping can kind of shorten the end of pregnancy. And one membrane sweep has about a 12% chance of putting you into labor within the next 48 hours.
Okay.
So it is not a method of induction. It is not a silver bullet.
Yeah.
But it is often helpful, and it does carry with it a chance of starting the labor process.
Yeah. And that's something usually when you're towards the end of your pregnancy, most people opt to do just because you're already in office. It doesn't take a lot of time. So a lot of people say, why not try and get that 12% chance of potentially going into labor in the next 1 to 2 days?
Exactly. We do have a Cochrane review that has covered membrane sweeps, and they do find that they're safe and moderately effective, right? So again, not universally, not a guarantee, but certainly can help move things along. And what's really nice about them, or where I think they're particularly useful, is if someone's trying to go into labor before their induction, right?
Yes.
So if you have an induction booked, and you're trying to, like, especially an induction for post dates, right? Mm-hmm. So when you've passed your due date, but you'd really like to go into your own labor, a sweep is a nice way to try and nudge that in the direction that you're hoping for.
Yeah. And it is important to note that you might need one or more sweeps as well. Yep. So it's not guaranteed that one will work. You can actually have multiple sweeps. Seems like you had multiple.
I think I had... Three.
Wow.
I had a very stubborn cervix.
Yeah.
And I was going for an induction, but I really wanted the other thing as well is sweeps when paired with an induction can help increase the likelihood of a vaginal delivery associated with an induction. So I was like bound and determined.
I had
a lot of sweeps.
Yeah.
They're not comfortable. Yeah. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
But it hopefully, like, it does again show some moderate efficacy and is a nice means of at least like feeling like there's something you can do to help move things along.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So after a sweep, some of the things that you can expect to feel are some cramping,
sometimes
spotting, and even some irregular cramping or contractions afterwards.
Yeah.
It is normal to feel sore. And again, little bits of blood are super, super normal. The cervix is incredibly easily offended at the end of pregnancy, especially.
Yeah.
And to have little bits of bleeding, even as your cervix is starting to change or soften on its own, again, is like to be expected.
Yeah.
However, I would say you should never be bleeding so much that it's like a period or more, right? And if you're having heavy bleeding like that, or if you start leaking fluid, right? Mm-hmm. You should come in to be assessed in order to, you know, evaluate whether that's amniotic fluid and evaluate whether the bleeding is anything to be concerned about.
Yeah. And kind of, you know, after your stretch and sweep, it's quite common to feel those cramps and that discomfort a little bit. And it's kind of hard for some people to know, well, when am I actually in labor and when do I actually have to go to the hospital? Yeah. And that's a whole separate thing. But the one thing I can say is that if you are going into labor and if you're in the early phases of labor from the stretch and sweep or from something else, the contractions that you're feeling, so the cramps that you're feeling, will continue to get stronger and more regular. Mm-hmm. So if your cramps are irregular, they're painful, but they're not taking your breath away and making you have to stop everything you're doing, then most likely you're still very early and you want those contractions to be much more regular, much strong, like stronger, lasting pretty much a whole minute in length and lasting for a while before you actually have to go in. But again, always talk to your care provider. So there's usually a triage line you can call. Mm-hmm. Get this information before you go home after your stretch and sweep, because if it does kick you into labor, you do want to have the resources available. Which
12% of the time it could,
it
right?
Can. Yeah. It can. So you want to be prepared. I would say, you know, have your hospital bag packed and ready to go just in case, and have that triage phone number handy so that you can call with any symptoms that you're having, even if it is spotting and you're not sure about the spotting, which is normal. But mm-hmm. if you're experiencing a little bit more bleeding or fluid leakage, you can call that number and they can triage you as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So sweeps are safe when they're performed by a trained provider. It's very hard to do like lasting harm with a sweep.
Yeah.
Although again, I say that, you know, with the caveat that of course discomfort can be harmful, right? Yeah. Like pain can be harmful and they can be really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Again, main side effect is discomfort, right? Yeah. As well as cramping and irregular contractions and some spotting. A sweep in and of itself does not increase risk of harm to baby mm-hmm. and doesn't even increase risk of infection. Mm. However, it does carry with it a very small chance of inadvertently rupturing the membrane or breaking the water at the time of sweep.
Yep.
Now, my personal feeling is that unless someone is really, like if it's truly just an accidental rupture with a sweep, probably the membranes were going to like break.
They were close to
shortly after anyway, because it actually is sometimes even hard to break the water the AmniHook that we use, the tool that we use to do it as part of an induction or in labor.
Yeah.
So to do it, I've done many, many, many sweeps.
Yeah.
And I've only accidentally broken the water once.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that was truly an accident. I truly did not mean to do that.
Yeah.
And my sense is that it was probably going to happen shortly anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, that's kind of our little
primer
on stretch and sweeps. But if you have any specific questions, always ask your provider. Again, I'm a nurse and she's a doctor, but we're not your nurse or your doctor. Mm-hmm. So always talk to them about if a stretch and sweep would be right for you. It's a valid question to ask. And we hope this was able to provide you with a little bit more information so that you can
make a decision for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to have one, if you're interested in one, by all means, ask your provider.
Yeah.
If you don't want to sweep, you don't have to have one, right?
It's completely your choice.
But either way, it's nice to know what it entails, what we're looking at, what the risks and benefits would be, so that you can approach that with as much information as possible.
Exactly.
Alrighty.
And as always, make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok at the.push.podcast. Tell us your stories about stretch and sweeps.
Yeah.
Did you have one? Did it work? Did it kick you into labor?
Yeah.
Was it painful? Was it not painful? We love to know all the details. And we will see you next week for another episode of the Push Podcast.
See you next week.
Bye, everyone.